If you like reading or listening to children's stories and haven't heard the name of Mulla Nasruddin, I'm sure you're missing out on something. He was a 13th century Turkish man whose tales are famous all over the world, part of the folklore in many parts of the world. It's hard to say that how many of those stories actually belong to him, but they have been told and retold by his name so many times. Like I said, they are a part of folklore. And the good thing about these stories is that they are brilliant on so many levels. They are funny and they are short, so that's why they appeal to children. And at the same time, you'll find some moral messaging or some depth in that humor. So even as adults, you're going to enjoy those stories. There are multiple collections of those stories available, published by different publishers. You can pick any and enjoy yourself. And today in this podcast, just to give you a feel of it, I'm going to tell you some very short stories which involve this character. These are very popular, and I won't be surprised if you've heard them before. But I'm also sure that no matter how many times you hear these stories, they are funny every time. So let me start with the story called The Sermon. So what happens is, once Mulla Nasruddin, he was invited to deliver a sermon. And when he got on the pulpit, he asked, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" And the audience replied, "No." So he announced, "I have no desire to speak to people who don't even know what I'll be talking about." And he leaves. The people felt embarrassed and called him back again the next day. This time, when he asked the same question, the people replied, "Yes." So Mulla Nasruddin said, "Well, since you already know what I'm going to say, I won't waste any of your time." And he left again. Now, the people were really perplexed. They decided to try one more time and once again invited the Mullah to speak the following week. Once again, he asked the same question, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" Now the people were prepared, and so half of them answered yes, while the other half replied no. So Nasruddin said, "Let the half of you who know what I'm going to say tell it to the other half who don't know." And he left. So that was one story. And let's move on to the next one, which is called "Whom Do You Believe?" So a neighbor came to the gate of Mulla Nasruddin's yard one day, and Mulla went to meet him outside. "Would you mind, Mulla?" the neighbor asked. "Can you lend me your donkey today? I have some goods to transport to the next town." The Mullah didn't feel inclined to lend out the animal to that particular man. So, since he didn't want to be rude, he said, "I'm sorry, but I've already lent him to somebody else." Then all of a sudden, donkey could be heard braying loudly behind the wall of the yard. So the neighbor exclaimed, "Mullah, I can hear it behind that wall." So Mulla replies, "Whom do you believe, the donkey or your Mulla?" The next really short tale is called "Taste the Same." So some children saw Mulla Nasruddin coming from the vineyard with two baskets full of grapes loaded on the same donkey. They gathered around him and asked him to give them a taste. Mulla Nasruddin picked up a bunch of grapes and gave each child a grape. So the children whined, "Mulla, you have so much, but you gave us so little." So the Mulla Nasruddin answers, "There is no difference whether you have a basketful or a small piece. They all taste the same." And he continued on his way. Then there is another really short story called Mulla Nasruddin's Ring. So Mulla had lost his ring in the living room. He searched for it for a while, but since he could not find it, he went out into the yard and began to look there. His wife, who saw what he was doing, she asked him, "Mulla, you lost your ring in the room. Why are you looking for it in the yard?" Mulla stroked his beard and said, "The room is too dark and I cannot see very well. I came out to the courtyard to look for my ring because there is much more light out here." And finally, I tell you slightly longer tale, not that long, but longer than the ones I've told you. And let's start. So Mulla Nasruddin had been working in the fields all day long. He was tired and sweaty, and his clothes and shoes were covered with mud and stains. Because he had been fasting all day long for Ramadan, he was also quite hungry. But finally, it was almost sundown, and Nasruddin knew he would soon be able to eat. Now, the wealthiest man in town had invited everyone to come break their fasts in his home, and he had offered a huge feast. Nasruddin knew that he would be late if he went home to change his clothes before heading into the town. So he decided it was better to arrive in dirty clothes than to be late. Oh, what a party it would be, what a feast. As he walked to the wealthy man's home, Nasruddin imagined the delicious foods that he would soon be eating. Dates, lentils and chickpeas, olives and bread, hummus, falafel, chicken and beef, and best of all, the desserts, halwa, date rolls, figs and whatnot. When Nasruddin arrived, the wealthy man opened the door and looked Nasruddin up and down scornfully, from his worn, ragged clothes down to his muddy shoes. Without a word of welcome, he gestured for Nasruddin to come in and walked abruptly away. Nasruddin joined the throngs of people who were all dressed in their finest clothing. The tables were laden with all sorts of delicious foods. Dates, lentils and chickpeas, olives and bread, hummus, falafel, chicken and beef, and best of all, the desserts. Despite his efforts to hurry, the seats were all taken and nobody tried to move over or make space for Nasruddin. In fact, nobody offered him food. He had to reach over and around people to get any food for his plate. Nobody spoke to him. It was as if he wasn't even there. The other guests ignored him so completely that Nasruddin could not enjoy the food on his plate, no matter how finely prepared and tasty it was. In fact, after only a few bites, Nasruddin was so uncomfortable that he decided to leave. He hurried home and changed into his finest clothing, including a beautiful coat. Nasruddin returned to the feast, and this time the host welcomed him with a huge smile. Come in," greeted the host. And as Nasruddin entered, people waved and called to him from all corners of the room as they invited him to sit near to them and offered him food. Nasruddin sat down quietly. Picking up a plump fig, he carefully placed it into a coat pocket and saying, "Eat, goat, eat." Next, he took a handful of nuts and put them into the pocket and saying, "Eat, goat, eat." Now, he began to feed his goat in earnest, grabbing all sorts of food. He fed the goat lentils and chickpeas, olives and bread, hummus, falafel, chicken and beef, and best of all, the desserts. Nasruddin became silent as they watched this strange behavior. Soon, everyone in the room was staring at Nasruddin, wondering what he was doing. The host hurried over. "Nasruddin, whatever are you doing? Why are you feeding your goat in this manner?" somebody asked him. "Well," replied Nasruddin, "when I first came to this feast in my old farming clothes, I was not welcome. No one would speak with me. But when I changed into this coat, suddenly I was greeted warmly. So I realized it was not me that was welcome at this party, but my clothing. And so I'm feeding my coat." And as you can see, these stories are simple, funny, and they carry a lot of wisdom. So I hope you'll read them for yourself and have a good time.